Welcome to HockeyWhist Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Vancouver Canucks. In this podcast, I talk about what the Vancouver Canucks need to improve upon and who they should target for the trade deadline. The Vancouver Canucks came into this season with moderate expectations. Many fans and experts had them penciled in as a wildcard team due to the weak Pacific Division, but for sure, many expected them to do much better than in the 22-23 season before firing Bruce Boudreau. After taking over as head coach, Rick Tocchet had completely turned around this team, turning them from a joke of a team into one of the toughest teams to play against towards the end of last season. Still, there was some doubt about the scoring depth and the defensive depth on the team, because if any of their big guns got injured, Vancouver would be very vulnerable. The biggest key to the season was always going to be Thatcher Demko, who had a miserable first half of the season last year, but turned it around after Tocchet took over the team. The Vancouver Canucks are tied with the Boston Bruins for the best overall record in the NHL, are sitting in first place in the Western Conference, 7 points ahead of the Vegas Golden Knights for the best record in the Pacific. The Canucks have a 33-11-5 record with 186 goals for, second in the NHL, and 127 goals against, fifth best in the NHL. Vancouver already has three players with over 60-plus points and another 50-plus point scorer, with one of the best goalies this season in Thatcher Demko, who has a 26-8-1 record along with a 2.44 GAA, a .920 save percentage, and 5 shutouts. The Canucks already made a major splash before the All-Star break, acquiring Elias Lindholm from the Calgary Flames, and they are sure to add more pieces so they can make a deep playoff run. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWhist777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWhist777Scouting. After acquiring Elias Lindholm to improve their top line, the Vancouver Canucks should look to add another top six winger to play on the second line with JT Miller and Brock Besser, because Pius Suter doesn't quite get the job done. While Suter is a fine fill-in for the line right now, that will not do the job in the playoffs, so they will need someone who can score more consistently. With the injuries to Tucker Pullman and now Carson Soucy, the Canucks have a slight weakness on defense, especially on the third pair, so they need to add a depth defenseman for the playoffs. It would certainly make things easier for Vancouver. Ilya Tolvanen and Justin Schultz from the Seattle Kraken can both fill major roles for the Vancouver Canucks if Seattle is willing to part with them and become sellers at the trade deadline. Ilya Tolvanen has enjoyed a breakout year with the Seattle Kraken and would be a perfect complement on the line with JT Miller and Brock Besser. Justin Schultz is a veteran defenseman with playoff experience and would be an excellent addition on the blue line for the Canucks. Jason Zucker and Josh Brown from the Arizona Coyotes can fill a complementary role on the Vancouver Canucks if Arizona is willing to part with them at the trade deadline. The likelihood of these two players being traded is pretty high, as both are UFAs after this season and aren't part of the future for Arizona. Jason Zucker would be a solid top six winger to play on the second line with Miller and Besser, while Josh Brown would be a solid third pair defenseman. Alexander Texier and Andrew Peak from the Columbus Blue Jackets could fill a complementary role on the Vancouver Canucks. The Columbus Blue Jackets will most likely be sellers at the deadline, so they will most likely try to get the most in return for their free agents, and Texier and Peak both fall under that category. Texier could play on the second line with Miller and Besser, while Peak could be a solid depth defenseman. Dominic Kubalik and Jacob Bernard-Docker from the Ottawa Senators can fill a complementary role on the Vancouver Canucks when the Ottawa Senators eventually become sellers at the deadline. Dominic Kubalik is one of those players that the Senators will look to trade and would be a great complement to the line with Miller and Besser in the top six, while Jacob Bernard-Docker can help round out the defense. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWhistTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWhist777. This is the projected lineup with Eli Tolvanen and Justin Schultz. The first line is Elias Lindholm centering Elias Pettersson and Ilya Mikheyev. The second line is JT Miller centering Eli Tolvanen and Brock Besser. The third line is Teddy Bluger centering Dakota Joshua and Connor Garland. The fourth line is Pia Suter centering Nils Amman and Sam Lafferty. First D pair is Quinn Hughes and Philip Pronuk. Second D pair is Ian Cole and Tyler Myers. Third D pair is Nikita Zadorov and Justin Schultz. Goalies are Thatcher Demko and Casey DeSmith. This is the projected lineup with Jason Zucker and Josh Brown. The first line remains the same as in the previous lineup. The second line is JT Miller centering Jason Zucker and Brock Besser. The third and fourth line remain the same as in the first lineup. The first and second D pairs remain the same as in the first lineup. The third D pair is Nikita Zadorov and Josh Brown, and the goalies remain the same. This is the projected lineup with Alexander Texier and Andrew Peak. The first line remains the same as in the first two lineups. The second line is JT Miller centering Alexander Texier and Brock Besser. The third and fourth line remain the same as in the first two lineups. The first two D pairs remain the same as in the first two lineups. The third pair is Nikita Zadorov and Andrew Peak, and the goalie remained the same as in the first two lineup. This is the projected lineup with Dominic Kubalik and Jacob Narg-Docker. The first line remains the same as in the first three lineups. The second line is JT Miller centering Dominic Kubalik and Brock Besser. The third and fourth line remain the same as in the first three lineups. The first two D pairs remain the same as in the first three lineups, and the third D pair is Nikita Zadorov with Jacob Narg-Docker. The goalies are the same as in the first three lineups. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. The Vancouver Canucks are already in first place in the NHL, but if they add some pieces at the deadline, they could really make a deep playoff run this season. In my next podcast, I'll be beginning a new series on potential sellers, and that episode will be featuring the Anaheim Ducks.